It's been a year since the pandemic changed life as we know it, not least for Asian Americans. In many cities, they've been the target of racists who blame them for the coronavirus. New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco have all reported a rise in hate crimes against Asian Americans. Harder to track are other incidents beyond crime that cast a cloud of discrimination. Connie Chung Jo is CEO of a legal aid group, Asian Americans Advancing Justice Los Angeles. Connie, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Rachel.
Where you are in LA, there have been high-profile hate incidents in recent weeks. What's happening?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, we had an Air Force veteran who was physically assaulted and had his nose fractured and was called all sorts of racial slurs. And we've been seeing across the country over the last year, over 3,000 reported incidents of hate like that against the Asian community.
Who is most affected? Is there a way to measure that?
So we are seeing some patterns. First, out of the 3,000 reported cases, almost half of them are coming from California. Another thing is that women are targeted more than twice as often as men. And then we are seeing a spate of hate and violence targeted at our seniors. The focus of some of these attacks are people who are considered to be less able to stand up for themselves.
What's the effect of that for Asian Americans right now?
Well, I will say it's a scary time for our community. Folks are incredibly disturbed and worried about what's happening. Many of the folks that I speak to are scared to go out, or they're encouraging their elderly parents not to go out of the house, even for things like daily walks or trips to the grocery store. So folks are really worried about this. And there's also a lot of outrage of why is this still allowed to happen in our society?
What's the reporting like? Do you trust that the data is actually capturing the number of incidents that are happening?
Well, so the 3,000 reported incidents I mentioned are just the tip of the iceberg. When you think about the vulnerable community members, we're talking about folks who are seniors, often limited English speaking, and they don't know how to navigate language and cultural barriers. And so there's far more people who have not reported incidents than those who have.
I mean, when you think about whether or not these attacks are underreported, does it have anything to do with representation in the police force? Does that make a difference here at all?
Well, I don't think we have a great deal of Asian representation in the police force. And I mean, I think it can certainly help if there were. But I think part of what we've seen is that law enforcement has not done enough to recognize and investigate and report on these hate-based incidents. And unfortunately, some victims told me that when they called the police said, well, there's nothing we can really do here. And I think if the community feels that the police aren't going to do anything, then chances are that word gets around and the community feels next time I'm not going to report it, then what's the point?
Connie Chung Jo, CEO of Asian Americans Advancing Justice Los Angeles, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.